Mizras, Per Gimel, Mishnah Ches, 3:8. Back in 3:5, we'd established that a chatzer, a courtyard, can function like a home, and that if one brings produce inside there, intending to keep it in the chatzer ready, once it enters the chatzer, the obligation to tithe kicks in. And we said that that only applies to chatzeros, courtyards, that have the essential feature of a home, whatever that might be. But just as a home only affects the obligation to tithe, as we explained before, once the produce goes through the front door, it's roa pnei habayis, sees the front of the house, the same rationale would apply with regard to a chatzer, a courtyard, meaning that only once the produce comes in through the front door or the equivalent of the chatzer, that's when the obligation kicks in. So our Mishnah considers the possibility that a person could have a fig tree, for example, growing inside of a courtyard. And that being the case, the produce from the fig tree, those figs, will never see the front of the courtyard because they're already inside the courtyard. So that being the case, the question is, when do the obligations to tithe kick in? I'm just speaking out for a moment again. The reason why the Mishnah ostensibly uses a fig tree as an example here is because figs, their Gemar Malacha is ambiguous because you could be having fresh figs or you could be having dried and pressed figs. And also, the nature of their harvest is ambiguous because trees, normally most kinds of fruit trees, have a single harvest. What the Mishnah calls likitasu ka'achas, there's a single collection of the fruit. Whereas when it comes to a fig tree, there's a kind of a rolling harvest. So that allows for all the ambiguity that the Mishnah could ask for. And therefore the Mishnah says, when you have a fig tree, a te'ena, shihi omedes b'chatzer, that is growing inside of a courtyard. We're talking here about a courtyard that, if the produce were brought through the entrance of the courtyard, it would be obligating that produce and tithes. But here it's never going to happen because the fruit is already inside the courtyard. So the Mishnah says, ochel achas achas upator, then one could eat in that courtyard at least one fig at a time and never have the obligation to tithe because the courtyard doesn't affect the obligations. However, if you recall back in the second parak, we had talked about how, while the normal procedure for the cultivation and processing of produce and the kicking in of the obligation to tithe sort of was, you have Gemar Malacha, the finishing of the processing of the produce, and then either at that point, if you're intending to sell the produce, at that point the obligation to tithe kicks in, or if you're planning on bringing it home, so then it doesn't kick in until one brings it home through the front door, into the chatzer, etc. But we also said there were certain activities one could do which could make the obligation to tithe kick in earlier. Like, for example, if you take truma gadola, if you cook it, you salt it, etc. And you recall back in the second parak, one of those other examples were to sell it. If you sell the produce, so then that ostensibly is kicked in a premature, up to the Gemar Malacha phase, you're not going to ever do any more processing. And at that point, we said that there would be an obligation to tithe. And the Mishnah had a number of interesting cases where you essentially are, if you're purchasing figs and you're taking them, you say you have a mini harvest, if you will, of purchasing five figs from some seller. So we said that really midoraisa, until all five figs are picked off the tree, that mini harvest isn't complete and there's no doraisa obligation. But we said midorabanan, once you start amassing sold figs, purchased figs, that amassing is called tseruf, collecting multiple figs. At that point, we said at least midorabanan, the obligation to tithe kicks in already then. And something very analogous is happening here too in our Mishnah. We're saying that in a chatzer, while each individual fig would be exempt from tithing because it didn't go through the front door and you're talking about some kind of arai eating, once you have tseruf, once you start amassing multiple figs together in the chatzer, so then, since it's totally ambiguous to a third party what's going on over here, midrabanan, we will require you to tithe this collection of figs once you have two or more, according to the Tanna Kamma. And that's what the Mishnah says here. Im tseraf, if you start collecting multiple figs, you have two figs in your hand that you pick from the tree, then chayev, at least midrabani, now you're chayev in the chatzer to tithe the figs before further consumption. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon is going to disagree, and ostensibly he disagrees with the definition of what constitutes tseraf, both here and elsewhere. He says, it doesn't need to be that you're limited to just two, because if you had achas b'yaminu v'achas b'smolo v'achas b'fiv, if you have three figs, one in your right hand, and one in your left hand, and a third in your mouth, so then you haven't created a collection of figs, if you will. They're three distinct figs, and at that point still, tseraf hasn't occurred, meaning, according to Rabbi Shimon, you could engineer it that you could have three figs in your two hands and one in your mouth, one fig in your hand, one fig in your other hand, and a third fig in your mouth, and not yet have the obligation to tithe, because that wouldn't be called seruf. However, the halacha does not follow Reb Shimon. It's like the Tanakhama, that any two figs that you have, I'm holding at the same time, even if in two different hands, for example, would be considered to be seruf and require the tithing inside the chatzer. The Mishnah continues and says, Allah Rosha, if you climb up into the fig tree, so you've left the domain, if you will, of the chatzer, and you're in a separate domain called, you know, 10 tefachim above the ground, in that fig tree, so then the obligation to tithe, if you collect more than one at a time, doesn't apply. Instead, you're welcome to fill your lap. A chayk means like kind of like a fold in your clothing. Here, like you fill up, you're wearing a robe, so kind of make a little, like, a, you know, say Indian style, make a little holding place, if you will, in your robe called your chayk, and you can fill it up with figs. Va'ochel, and eat those figs, meaning even though you've collected two or more in a single collection, since you're out of the chatzer and you're eating a rye, so then one can eat those figs without any obligation to tithe them.